And I'm with the one and only Malisele Hlakudi. How are you doing tonight, Malisele?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I miss this so much. I always do.
You love our guests being in the studio with us. I also love that. You know, like when we have the presence of our guests, we get to talk to them while we are looking at them, and they get to share their stories with us. And that is lovely, lovely, lovely to see.
Always.
Exactly 3 minutes after the hour, six. And our guest tonight is actor Silo Ramulahlwane, better known as, not sure about this name, rather, if I'm pronouncing it right. But he's here. He will tell us. And he will also share with us how that name came about. He is a veteran actor whose career spans over 30 years, but he is also known among the privileged few actors who honed their skills with the father of the township theater, Gibson Bragip Kente. He plays the character Godfrey on the new series, How to Ruin Love, The Proposal, one of the series that I enjoyed watching this past weekend. He has performed in countries such as Australia, Netherlands, France, Poland, Germany, Holland, Australia, Portugal, and the United Kingdom as well. Some of the notable theatre plays he performed in are Township Stories, Relatively Telling Stories, Interracial, Foreplay, Cards, Memoirs of Criminal, Long Way to Go, Corner Street, Maru, Welcome to Roxbeck, The Back Hermit, Situation Culture, theoretical, rhetorical, infidel, exile, how long to, unbreakable thread, and the call, just to name a few. And before we get to him, before we start that big conversation with him, of course, we need to start here, Malisele. We have to go around the world and follow alumni success.
Follow alumni success. Follow alumni success.
We start off by sending a big shout out to Britain's Got Talent finalist Nkululeko Innocent Masuku. Masuku was one of the bright stars of this year's BGT, and he went all the way to take fourth place in the competition. And we say congratulations to postgraduate performing art student Zaza Qala, who won a Naledi Theatre Award for Best Supporting Actress in a play named Imqinwa on 20 May. This prestigious recognition not only highlights her commitment and skill, but also serves as motivation to budding artists, particularly her peers in the Faculty of Arts and Design. In post-award interview, Qala expressed her gratitude and dedication to honoring those who paved the way, those who are currently creating and those who will follow in her footsteps. And lastly, congratulations to two alumni from the TUT Department of Horticulture, Leon Kluk and Anna Rose Ngube, who formed part of Team South Africa that stole the show at the 2024 Royal Horticultural Society in Chelsea Flower Show in London, winning a gold medal with perfect scores from the RHS judges.
Well, a big shout out to them, and we say well done to all of those alumni who have been showcasing their talent and also showing us that, you know what, they are proudly TET alumni and they were future-ready graduates. That's why they are doing whatever they are doing to represent themselves and the people who are looking out for them. And like we said, our guest is here, our guest of honor. You know what, I don't know. Like, he has so many names, he has so many accolades, has been seen in a number of series across the country and the globe itself, has performed in a number of countries as well. I believe that his passport right now is stepped up a lot. Not because of all these countries that he has been to. Brazil, welcome to Alumni Talk at Swana FM 93.6.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
How are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm okay, as always.
Thank you for honoring us. As you heard, you know, my producer/co-host, Malisele, she loves us. She loves it when we have our guests in studio, not having them telephonically. She feels like the conversation flows better that way because, we are looking at each other and we get to share. We get to have that, you know, conversation, not an interview, because she feels like on the phone is an interview.
It's
a conversation when you are... when you are together, there are no delays. We are just together doing what we have to do. We're going to start our conversation, not an interview, our conversation here at the age of 38. you came into this very same institution, we call it Tshwane University of Technology, to pursue a formal education in film and television in the arts campus. What inspired you to pursue this qualification despite your wealth of experience as a performer who already cemented his legacy?
Oh, I get that question a lot. Look, we're doing a show called, I think it was Situation Culture, mm-hmm. Situation Culture. And a young man was arguing with this young white lady, I think Bianca. Mm-hmm. And then there was an argument behind me while I was preparing for performance. Mm-hmm. And I heard the young boy say, yeah, but Omzik has money and doesn't have qualifications. Mm-hmm. And Bianca was studying for her master's at that time. And it bothered me. Mm. It bothered me that this is the kind of example I'm going to be. Mm. This is the legacy that I'm going to leave. You know, remember, initially I came to TUT around 2003 to 2004, okay. Studying analytical chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And when we had Drama Society, was started by Spelele and us, Nabotabiso Kwabi. We are the first people to start Drama Society.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I said to myself, I need to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us, yes, we didn't study. Mm-hmm. And we were doing well, yes. But we are bad example. We need to professionalize, if there's a word like that, this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And make it a career.
Yeah.
And how do we do that? By studying, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then that stayed with me for the longest time. Number two, my kids.
Mm.
You know, as a father, I left analytical chemistry with only one subject to complete my diploma, and I didn't go back to it. So I asked myself, how am I going to tell my kids to go and study when I haven't myself?
Mm.
And when I registered, I used to go with them to classes.
Okay.
Yes, they were very young. I think the one was 5, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
I used to go with them to class if they couldn't be taken care of by their mother when she's at work and they couldn't go to crèche.
Wow.
Then I would go with them into class.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember that to this day. And I say to them, I needed to be an example to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to see this. You see, monkey do.
Mm. Yeah.
Your kids will do as they see you do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I wanted to be that example. I'm not saying going to school will get you jobs.
Yeah. Mm.
No, but it opens the spectrum for you to be employed.
Mm.
I mean, you can imagine if I come to you and say, what do you have? We have a position and you don't even have metric. And I say, son, only if you had metric. But I can't.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my reasoning was those two reasons.
Mm. Now, did you experience any negativity when you finally decided to pursue your studies at that age in your late 30s?
Negativity? How?
Perhaps like there's a, I don't know if I should call it a stigma around old people pursuing their studies, because like now in classes you find young people.
Yes, I did. I remember some of my peers in SDR Sumular Trotla Fale. We start discussing, then I say, hey guys, you know that no, when I since you studied, man, since you went back to school, so there was that, you know. And I remember one of my grootmans used to say, this one is not lectured, got classing, we are having a conversation, you know. But he was right, because at that time, remember, I did a lot of things, but I didn't know how to coin them. From at school, they have names for that.
Mm.
So you realize a lot of things that they're doing, we have been doing for many years. It's just that sometimes we are doing them blindly, you know. So you need guidance. We couldn't unpack them. Let me put it that way. We couldn't unpack what we are doing, you see.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of negative. I remember the same Krotman, there was a show that we watched at the State Theater, and I said, I don't see the director's voice. I think someone is speaking on behalf of the director. Ah, yes, started again. And I'm like, my king, I have to use this. This is how I was taught. I mean, I was taught by the likes of Paul Grootboom, who didn't even go to university for that matter to study drama. But he has taught me so much that even when I got to TUT, everything, most of the things that they said,
You just picked it up.
I remember Paul saying things, even though it was in a different way.
Mm.
But he has taught me so much without even studying, because he was self-taught. Mm. He read books, he watched movies, he informed himself. himself, and that he imparted the same information and knowledge that he had to us, and he encouraged us to read, just like Kente encouraged us to read. So we learned that way. But yeah, I got a bit of negativity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just so you know, as a listener, you're never too old to start afresh and to also pursue that higher education qualification.
Yeah.
Go and get that diploma. Go
it's
get that degree. Go get
late.
That BTEC. Go get that postgrad. All those qualifications that you wish to pursue. You're never too old for that. And how did you find, you know, I'll say a curriculum. How did you find all the subjects that you were studying, the practical work, you know, being experienced as you are, being in the industry for quite some time, and then you are starting afresh now as a student?
The curriculum, that's why I got it. When we come from the Kente Institution again,
yeah,
and again, having met Ruudboom, and then I meet the curriculum,
yeah,
and I asked myself, how does this help me? Because I'm from the industry now, right? How does this help me? Now, I want to put one and one together. I want to get two, not 11.
Yeah.
I want to get two. So now I start to interrogate things.
Mm.
But some of the things, they make sense. Like a text analysis class. Oh, I love how Prof. Percy did that class. We understand. And it reminded me again of Paul Ruudboom, who you would stop a rehearsal if you don't understand what's happening in the show.
Yeah. Mm.
He stops everything, even if we are opening tomorrow and say, she doesn't understand. Let's start from scratch, Mama. What do you understand? What have you got about this show? Why are you saying this line? When are you saying it? To who? And how does it affect the show in totality? How does it affect the scene and the moment that you are in? You understand? It's something that I was taught by someone who didn't even go to university.
Yeah.
But when I got there, things like, weird. Theater history. You know, I had a problem now with that subject.
Why? Why?
No, because firstly they say, I think the disregard of, what do we call them? I'll remember the word, where as Africans have been performing art for the longest time. Ritual performances.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then they tell us the Greeks were the first to do this. And I'm like, Greeks? We've been having African performances for I don't know, monkey years ago. You know, storytelling.
Yeah.
Our grandmothers used to tell our great-great-great-grandfathers stories by the fire at night.
Yeah.
And they used to imitate and those animals. When the kings are ordained, you get performances by dancers, imbongi, the praise singer. It's a performance on its own. You know, we've heard that even Upala, as the father does something.
Yeah.
There's some theater, performances. Yeah,
theater is when there's a performance and spectators. Obviously, your family, they are spectators.
Yeah,
as you perform this ritual,
so
they are watching. It's theater on its own. So. Yeah, I had a problem. That's why I say some of the things I would go. I leave it. Leave it. Let's just continue. It's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, how difficult or easy was it to study something that you're already familiar with?
It's difficult again. It's easy because you are familiar. But I loved what my lecturers did at that time. Abo Prof. Janine and Dr. Gabi, Karina, and them. They would stretch me. If we have to do a show and something or do an assignment, they would say, no, don't do this. Remember, some of the shows that the students were doing, I have performed many times, you know. And there's Township Stories, which is Relativity. When they read it, Mina, I have performed it, I think 40 times in my life. Foreplay, I've performed it many times before. You come with your Shakespeare, I've performed it. Julius Caesar. They would put me in a spot to say, no, try this, not this. You know, so my choices always were interrogated. Mm. Oh, no, don't do this. If I come with Rice poem from Maya Angelou, say, no, not that one.
Try something new.
We'll give you something. We'll give you something. Just to challenge me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm happy they did that because it made me again to interrogate the system more.
Yeah.
You know, interrogate the system more. One of the things that I realized is it's going to be easy for me to pass if I do things this easy. But I started noticing something. Okay, there are kids in my class who love performance, but not theory.
Not theory.
And there are those who love theory, but not performance.
Yeah.
So I remember asking one of my lecturers, so how do you fail a person who loves performance but not theory, and who loves theory? And how do we balance the two? He says, it's the system, it's the curriculum, it's like that. I say, those who want to perform, let them perform. Let them get their diplomas and go. Those who want to do theory and analyze and pay attention to details and unpack things, let them pass too. Because their strong point is here. And those who can do both, like myself, it's fine. Let them do both. But I don't think, I think we should be given that chance. Or if you're a performer, be a performer.
Yeah.
Or academic writing and stuff, do that.
I think if I was given that choice while I was studying journalism, I would have performed even way better than I had performed. You know, you were a familiar and a well-known figure, you know, amongst the students. We're talking 2015, first-year student myself as well at that time. So I believe that if I was in class with you, it was going to be a little bit difficult, you know, to settle down and be like, yeah, we're going to see each other more this year. You know, I know you're on TV, but... Yeah. I think I'd be asking for a selfie every day. So. How did you handle yourself among the students and the lecturers?
I became a student.
Yeah.
Intentionally so.
Mm.
I stood, I lowered myself to their level.
Mm.
There's a doctor who once shouted at me and said, behave the age that you are. And at the back of my mind, I said, no, forget my age. I am with this once.
I'm a student.
I'm a student.
It must be seen.
Even when we started Christmas fall, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I was in.
Being a student.
I was with a kind of a king that, Yaruna, with the feast, barking. I forgot the party, little Ronald and them. Look, Sheba, I became a student.
Mm.
You know, I became naughty as them.
Yeah.
And I was reminded now and then. Hey, bruh, you're an adult.
At your age.
I'm a student.
I'm a student.
I'm an undergrad.
Yeah. Pristine, this boys, my boys in Motla saying, I like them. Well, there were girls who were disrespectful, even the tone above you. I didn't care. I was with my boys every time. Let's go eat in my and talk and get late to class, sneak in some alcohol and drink it behind something. Because I did all those things.
Yeah.
I said to myself, oh, I even deattached from Mahrotmanakokas. From Mahrotmanakokas, I deattached from
there
and said, if I want to pass,
I have to
live with these people.
Mm.
You know, and we must remember, I have to steal myself again to go and work.
Yeah.
And come back. So we have to take notes.
Exactly.
And stuff. So these are my friends now.
Mm.
I must forget about Lamachrot Manasekas that we drink beer together and bride meat. And I need to forget about them and focus on my day. So I try to stoop to there, but there were times when they get out of hand now.
Yeah, and then
the adult woman me kicks in and says, hey, whoa, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Now we are. So there was that thin line. And you know what was nice with these boys? They respected that thin line.
Mm.
Once I jump over to this side and look at them now, they know good dog should be. They back off a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, which was very nice. And we're still friends even to this day.
Amazing.
Now, how did you come to pursue your education at TUT? Out of all the institutions that we have, why did you choose to study at TUT?
Kaugelo Chabalala. We were doing Exile, her show, and Kaugele says, oh, and then I ask Kaugele, I said, Kaugele, I give out our register around 2011, and they send me back. And she says, Ishwum, you know, if you could study, you will get more opportunities, man.
Yeah.
And we started chatting about it, but I brushed it off.
Mm.
And then we were touring France. And she would come to my room often, and then we'd chat, we'd engage. And she'd say, hey, your brain, how it works, I mean, it fascinates me.
Yeah.
Why don't you study? Mm. And then she spoke with my wife. They became close. And then my wife started also, you know. And then remember what happened when I was doing situation culture, right? And then I'm like, now I have to go and I have to deal with these kids. And then when we came back, she Kaukalo took me by the hand and said, let's go to TUT.
Mm.
And then we met, go admin. And then I got the forms and then we started filling them, went to audition. Then the rest is history.
Wow. A student that everybody looked up to, the students were looking up to him. It's like, oh, we have someone. He's here with us to do what we have to do. What kind of impact did the TUT education, you know, have in you? Like that education you received, something different. Some reminded you of the things that you were already doing. Like what kind of impact did it have in your career?
The impact, it's only an impact of a driver who doesn't have a license but can drive.
You're not legal.
Eventually, you go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Get the K53 book. Read it. Right?
Yeah.
And as you read it, you start to realize some of the mistakes that we have done as a driver. That, I didn't know a circle operates this way. Oh, this is the purpose of an island on the road. Oh, the red line means this. The yellow line means this.
Mm.
You understand? You start getting those nuances.
Yeah.
You know, so the impact is like that for me. I started to see things differently, you know, because of now I started becoming interested in how things function. You must remember, as an actor at that time, I was just performing, getting my script, analyzing it, getting into character, and that's it.
Mm.
But I was not interrogating a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
But TUT, because of every time when you write an example, they will ask you the why, where, when,
how. Yeah.
Those questions you must think about. So it helped me to exercise my muscle to start thinking like that. Why? Mm. Why are we doing this?
Mm.
What is the payoff at the end?
Yeah.
If I start doing this now, what is the payoff at the end?
Mm.
What am I going to get at the end? What am I going to achieve after doing this, you know, why am I doing this? How am I doing it again? You know, and where am I doing it? It's like the saying that says we black people we know how to protest, but we don't know when and how to protest.
True.
You understand?
Yeah.
So those questions. So it trained my brain to start thinking like that, which I am very grateful that I went through that process with them.
When you mentioned the 5 W's and an H, I don't know how to feel right now. You know, there was a trend, I think, during the COVID times on social media where people will be talking about, you know, confusing other people who have studied something different.
Mm.
And then if maybe you studied journalism, you will say 5 W's and H.
Yeah.
Maybe you can say, you know, things like, you know, master pages, something in designing, right? So now when you mention it, I'm like, so basically if you wrote 5 W's and an H in one of your posts, you didn't confuse someone who studied performing arts because they understood that perfectly.
Yeah, because those you must remember those 5 W's and H, it's like SWAT.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people, they don't understand themselves. Like, most of the actors will ask, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Or why, as a team, we are not working well? And I say, then you didn't do SWAT. I need, as we work together, if we are a team, I need to understand your weak point so that I can lift you up when something happens that I know she won't take it okay.
Yeah.
You know, if I say something that could offend her now, you need to be able to say, hey, very fast, I need to pick her up and remind her what we are here.
Mm.
She needs to understand your weak point too. You need to understand her strong point so that we give her a chance and sit back and say, hey, run with it now.
Mm.
But I'm behind you, you know. If we don't understand this SWAT thing, this SWAT analysis thing, then we botched.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, how did TUT empower you?
Let me tell you now. The story. I actually wanted to do my diploma and leave. Guess what? I even went for my fourth year.
Yeah?
Yes. For me, it was just get a paper and leave.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then that's why I say, after realizing that there are these little things that we are leaving behind.
Mm.
And I said, no, man, why don't I go for my BTEC? Must remember, Wuti, when I was doing my first year after registering around February, Mahrotman started coming back to school.
Mm.
I can name them, Shane Majabo, Pratipo, Tiro Fender. They started coming back to school. You understand?
Mm.
And for me, it was that thing, you go to, oh, something is happening. So by me going back, I've impacted on somebody.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
And most of them, they were doing their BTECs.
Mm.
So then I realized, Guti, I need to do the BTEC, right?
Mm.
So the impact that it did is, the Nohona Libubi, it opened up my eyes.
Mm. Mm.
I was not blind, but blurry. Right? So it opened up my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I tackle things differently now.
Mm.
You know, I understand the value of deadlines.
Mm.
OT, you have a deadline. Then I didn't care what a script movie to. We need to submit this proposal. Got 7, 8 o'clock. I said, but I know somebody inside. Makubani will do it for me. Don't worry, Mfana. I'll give it to you. I understand that very good. Even those lecturers that you know, and you say, here is my assignment. So it's fine, but I'm going to take 5% off.
Mm.
Now, would you recommend it for somebody who wants to study drama, like regaining the information that you got or the lessons that you got and even the lectures that were there in your time? Would you recommend drama at TUT for somebody else?
I don't know, because I hear the curriculum has changed. Things have changed.
Yeah.
To study up to your BTEC, it was 4 years for us. Now it's 5 years.
Mm.
Study your diploma, and then there's higher diploma now and stuff. I don't know what has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot speak of something that I haven't experienced,
because
change, again, it's good. Sometimes it's dangerous.
Mm.
So but for me then, it worked for me. And it worked for my for those that I was with in class. I mean, most of us, working. Because, you know, at that time, we did almost everything. You did technical. Fourth year, we did kind of working subject, where we were rigging lights and stuff. So we understand the practicality, the technical side of your art. Well, like performance, but the aesthetics as a whole.
Yeah.
We're taught that. I don't know what's happening now.
Okay.
I guess we have to ask Zaza. She's studying a postgrad right now. We're following her success as well. Maybe she will tell us, what, if there are changes, or maybe it's almost the same. They just improved it a little bit. We never know.
But here's the thing. Most of the time I meet TUT grads, even in Durban recently.
Mm-hmm.
I met somebody say, oh, I studied at TUT myself. And oh, every time where I go, wherever I go, I meet 2-3 people from TUT.
Mm.
2-3 people from TUT. So there's something that they're doing right.
Mm. Wow.
People's university indeed. Are you a TET alumni with a story to tell that will inspire a fellow alumni or students? Feel free to share with us a story, and we could feature you on our social media platforms, TET website, or our Beat magazine or Alumni Talk. Tell us about your career, the great things that you have accomplished since graduating at TET, or the technicon you attended before the major. If you've published a book, started a business, or invented a product, we want to know all about it and how TET helped you to get there. Submit your story of 250 words or less, along with a high-resolution photo, to alumni@tut.ac.za. Don't forget to add the following information: your name and surname, graduation year, degree or diploma, and cell phone number.
We are not just playing the game. We are rewriting the rules. We are Tshwane FM 93.6, Cape City's number one. Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
And you are still tuning into Alumni Talk at 20 FM 93.6. My name is Lalo V. Davids. I'm with Malisele Hlakudi, and our guest is Brasilo. Such an inspiration. We're learning a lot about resistance and also going forward to get what you are looking for in your career. Right now, I need to also, you know, share with you some of the things that he has been doing. He has been working with Black Brian Pictures on different productions where he played different roles, such as Brabeki on Vulavala, Bragib on Black Door, and has been given an opportunity to be part of the storyliners and script writers of Deep City Season 1. And most people have been sharing Deep City. I've watched Deep City with people, and you know, you can see the work that has been doing there. He has also been featured in a lot of television productions, such as Hillside, 90 Plain Street 2, Isidingo, Generations, Skim Sam, Home Sweet Home, Ngempela, Heart Loves, and the World, and Uzalo. Uzalo, you know what Uzalo does. You know what Uzalo brings to the picture. He was also a cast in commercials for brands such as MTN, Econet, Tinken, Afpop, Cross Blackwell, which is mayonnaise. His recent television work includes Majakatata as Nkadimeng, and The Wife as Mulifi, and now How to Ruin Love, The Proposal. Malume Godfrey, the one that I enjoyed the most in that series. So we continue having that conversation with him. He's in studio with us. The time is exactly 26 minutes before the hour. Before the hour 7 is Alumni Talk with Nhlawulo V. Davids and Malisele Hlakudi. So, Brasilo, you know, you've been in film and television industry for over 30 years. Traveled the world. You've done so many things, showcasing your talent. What are some of the things that you've learned all these years?
I have learned that procrastination is very dangerous, number one. There's a say that I repeat many times that I took from a recent film that I was shooting that says, if you want to learn chopping, to chop trees, you learn by chopping them.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing, I've realized that countries outside, they do things, they don't talk about them.
Mm.
Our country, we talk a lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of commissions where people talk. Things are not implemented.
Yeah.
You know, but when you go to other countries, people, they do things, they make things. Mm. Again, you know?
Mm.
And honesty. It's I think you should be honest to yourself before about honesty to anything. Be honest to your craft. Look, I was working at forensic. Mm. I lied to myself as a young boy that I'm happy because I was getting paid every month.
Mm.
But I was not fulfilled.
Mm.
You know, I was not happy. Mm. My colleagues, they even used to say to me, just go and do your arts, bro. You don't belong here. Sharp, you did science. We can see. Okay, you know how to use these instruments.
Yeah.
But we don't think you belong here.
Mm.
And I remember when I didn't sign to renew my contract, I left, gone. I didn't know where I was going. And a month later, I met Grootboom and things started happening.
Yeah.
And it picked up from there.
Mm.
So I think follow what you believe in. In 1995, when I completed my matric, I was forced that I have to study science because if I was good with maths and science.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody had told me, do what you believe, you gotta stick to what you believe, be honest to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try to please everyone. You are not man. You guys are writing about what you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do other things to please yourself. When at first, then the rest will come after.
Mm.
You understand? So I say, stand for what you believe in. You know, stand for what you believe in. If you don't, your mind will be changed by any Dick, Tom, and Harry who comes your way. So now this doesn't work. Throw away the mic, you'll throw it away and say, hey, let's use your voice. When your voice starts to get hoarse and it starts to die, say, no, let's go back to the mic. And now the mic, it is idea. It's not longer your idea.
Yeah.
Looks like to everyone, it looks like, he has just helped her out with the mic. Yeah. Why didn't she think of the mic?
Yeah.
But we didn't see that part when she when he said to you, throw away that mic. You understand?
Yeah.
So you need to believe in yourself and in what you do. Stand for it. If I could have stood for myself as a young boy in 1995, I would have studied, because I wanted to study drama then. But the school said, no, where now you are going to study science. And remember, our teachers were there to sign for us as we sent applications. So I say, honesty, believe in what you are doing and yourself. It's you first. The rest will follow.
Yeah.
You know, it's me first. I can't protect my kids if I don't protect myself first. Because I would die in the process of protecting them. Get myself safe first and protect my kids. You understand? It's me first and the rest will follow.
Talking about traveling abroad, you recently toured the USA for the whole of February 2024 with a theater play called House Boy. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's from the Center for the Less Good Idea. Those guys, William Kendrick Space and Bronwyn Space. Oh, they are the co-founders of that space, and they named it the Center for the Less Good Idea. If a good idea is not working, the less good idea will work. And they took it from a Bronwyn, when she explained it, every time she says, it comes from a Setswana proverb that says, if you cannot find a good doctor, go to a less good doctor.
You know, repeat it again.
If you cannot find a good doctor, then go to a less good doctor.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So if you sagre muoki, umanonthoro, you understand? So it doesn't, for us to get help, you don't need the greatest sometimes. You know, sometimes but they get lost and the advice they get it from the young ones. So it's that. So then William Kendrick, we're doing season 7 in 2019. And then as we were doing, and then he cast us for House Boy, and then we did a run for it. It's actually a diary. It's a diary. So I read the diary. And then while other actors are performing what is happening in the diary. So bits and pieces of it have been performed. And then some of it is being read. So we have a complete diary. As I read it, you know, and then things are happening. So, and then as I read, I join into the lines. And then she said, he said, as he went on, and then so it's that, you know, which is a very nice experience for again. Finding myself have to read a play like that for 2 hours, 20 minutes, I think. And we did another thing that's it's called Pepper's Ghost. Which was used a long time ago in Gothic theater, I think 15th, 16th century, and then they brought it back. But this time, with the elements of that creative space, it's all about collaboration, actually. They brought in the projectors and what. So something will be reflected from a projector to the floor, to the mirror, and then you can even chase yourself on that project, on that device. So it's another device that we workshopped with the student from Brown University, from Brown University Institute in USA, coming with collaborating, coming up with pieces or a project, to perform them with Pepper's Ghost. So it's all about collaborating, because most of the time they get artists there to come and, like I said, like I spoke about SWAT earlier, your strong point is music. You are a good writer, and I'm good with dialogue, and somebody's good with dance, and we all want to talk about what happened to the elections this year. So the four of us, bring in your voice and your musicality, bring in your words. Let me perform those words. Let the dancer, you understand? It's all about collaboration.
Yeah.
It's a space that doesn't say to you, this idea doesn't work. They'd rather say to you, think about it and make it stronger.
Yeah.
You know, but they will never reject it and say, no, it doesn't work. Everything works there.
Amazing. You know, you've worked, you know, in big productions with the likes of Ofeste Mothusi, Kgaogelo Shabalala, and Zweli Sibiya. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, different directors, different projects, different performances. Everyone comes with... Remember, even building a character, Stanislavski says it. He says, you cannot have a complete character without having yourself in it. Either your eyes or some mannerism or stuff. Now, even directors or people that I worked with as directors, they will always bring a bit of themselves to the space. And I will always bring a bit of myself to the space. Sometimes we clash. But sometimes our clashes get resolved and we move on. You understand? But as we cook, believe you are chefs when they go hoteling, when somebody's cooking, somebody is controlling, putting a salt 3 grams here, when I take a 2 milliliter fresh oil, put it after 5 minutes, when I do this, when I think directors are doing that, are doing that, and it's coming together as one plate at the end. So, and then it's dished out to supper. But before they do that, it needs to be tasted. Who tastes the food first? It's the cooker. So you want to taste it, is it right now? And when they're right, then they are ready to be dished to somebody else. So working with different people, you work with different preferences. The others, like Kgaogelo, she loves pictures, actually. She's an image person. She likes seeing certain image on stage. You understand? And if you find somebody like Mothusi who loves weights, no, doesn't care about picture, but loves words, how you say things, when timing and stuff. Beautiful things. So, you see, it's different people who brings different tastes, their likes, their dislikes, and when you come on board, then somewhere you have to make compromises and come with the best that you can produce.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. It's exactly 15 minutes before the hour 7. Let's go to the markets.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
Supermarket gives you more when you buy Sasco Premium Slices White Bread 700 gram, buy 3 for only 39 rand. Golden Ray Corn Flakes 500 gram, buy 3 for only 66 rand. Never pay more than the Boxer price.
Alumni Talk, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Tshwane FM 93.6.
Now, out of all the productions that you've worked with, which one is your favorite?
Out of?
All the productions that you've worked with, which one is your favorite?
It's like asking me who's my favorite child. But I know there's 2 shows that I want to do again.
Okay.
Corner Street.
Okay.
And Defiance. Okay. Now with Corner Street, I think at my age, it's going to work better than the time when we performed it.
Okay.
It would be a pleasure. I actually met the guy who directed and wrote it when I went to Durban around the 13th of June. Go Gautrain. And I say, it's Thembiso. He was Wang Mulala. And he says, no, you don't know. I'm talking to somebody about this. I was just talking about you the other day. And I say, Wang Mulala. I so want to do this play again, just once. Even if it's for the last time I perform in my life, it's fine. But these 2 shows, Defiance and Corner Street.
Yeah. How do you feel about these shows? Like, now you're mentioning doing them better if you were to do them again. You know, what makes you feel strongly, you know, about them and wanting to do them? What do they mean to you?
they would even look better in terms of a picture years. Then I was young and being an old person.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now I'm older and I understand how being old is. You know, choices that I would make now. Choices that I would make.
Yeah.
I can just imagine those fight scenes, the adrenaline and the rush in those in the show, the fight scenes. Yo, at my age, I think they would look more beautiful than before.
Yeah,
you know, and I think they would make one sit on the edge of their seat than then.
Yeah,
even though then it had an impact, but I think this time it could be triple that.
Well, you are on the new Netflix series Hard to Ruin Love, The Proposal. I think we've mentioned it multiple times, and most people who are listening right now, they saw that and it's like, oh, so they're having Umalum Godfrey coming to the studio to talk on Alumni Talk. Tell us about, you know, this, you know, series. How did you land the role Umalum Godfrey, and how exciting was it for you to play that to play this role?
Yeah, hey, you get a brief from the agent, and then here is Godfrey, and I'm reading this. So when I do self tapes, I'm always with my kids, my daughters.
Yeah.
So they set up, and then the other one is a DOP, will set up the camera, light, my ring light. We even bought this light reflectors so that we get lighting right. And then my other daughter will read the script and say, no, Dad, you have to dress like this. Then they give me a brief to how is the character and stuff.
Directors in the making.
Hey. Yes.
So I work with them most of the time. Then we do my self tape. After that, maybe we run 3, 6, 7 times. When we're done, we're happy about the take. Just one complete take. So we repeat it many times. And then I was called for in-person audition. Now this time, my daughter says to me, Papa, orata di niknets, kriya. And she says to me, I think you must perform in kadi niknets.
Okay.
Right? Then we get go actor space. I think Ayanda was there, Sitebe, and then we get there because he was the casting director. And I'm eating this Dizimba as I'm auditioning. Now, Dizimba is a other character from Lalako Cards a long time ago. But recently, because of that character. Recently, I'm in love later on. So as I eat them, it takes me back there, and it was a fun character too. So as I play, I'm playing more than being serious with auditions. We just have fun. And then I think I went for a call back, if I'm not mistaken. And I was told that I got the character. Now I get the script, then I get to read the whole script. Wow, hey. Script is a simonad. You know, we were laughing ourselves. Script is a simonad. It's number one. So as I prepare this old man, he's crazy most of the time. Even the other things, just that got as to shoot content engata. Even though engwe is again into the final product, but hey, we had fun. So for me, I remember one of my colleagues, Armona Brazix. I be like, Uom, when I can understand, why is it Zirbuagawe na yore? We haven't even started. Already, you have started somewhere come around the background. Busy in jail with your staff. Then I said to him, I remember an old man called Gibson Mtutu Zelikente who once said, action starts before action. So you don't wait for the word action to start. You already know the brief. So let's start. Let's continue. Yeah. Whatever that they do, when they say action, you'll find me there. Already we're moving. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. So that's how I approached Godfrey, you know.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed him. I enjoyed the shoots that go beaching. the fight it's a go fight. No, him. You know, every time when he says he has an idea and everybody says
yes,
no,
you told me.
Those uncles that you don't listen to.
Yeah.
See, those dirty uncles baronako high. That has similar why it's not that malum. You know? So he reminds me of that. Even if and he thinks because Uwa not, but he believes that's why about comedy is a serious business. He believes in his story.
Ideas.
Yeah. So you as an actor, you need to believe with it. You don't need to treat it as a joke, but you treat it as a statement.
Yeah.
No. This is the one.
I'm
confident about it.
Yeah.
But everybody was looking at you like, ah, he's taking chances. You know those guys, scammers, they are like that. You know, because of their confidence in what they do, you end up believing them. More than anything, you end up believing them. But no, this is the one. Can't you know they're scamming you? So he has that personality now.
Now you've showed face in on international stages as well. Did you see it coming? Were you expecting it
to
perform on international stages?
As a young boy.
Yes.
Hey, man. But things happened.
I
found myself killing Inter. And it happened. So, let me say, I didn't think of myself going that far. I saw myself in jail because of, I was inspired. Kibo Muchongolo, Bradubi Rachaka, when he was doing a play called But I Love Him, Sing Gibson Kente's show. Early 80s, go Hamatabe Hall, go Pochi. And then, so now for me, I was seeing myself more staging.
Yeah,
that's all. I was seeing myself as a performer. That's all. As an entertainer. That's it.
Yeah, it's exactly 6 minutes before the hour 7. We are about to make way for Pitori Originals Thursdays with Hoshihadi and Prode. But right now, we are about to wrap up this very conversation that we have, which is interesting. I wish we could continue and then barifanyana awaranyana opotukwale continuanyana ka story sari namu, and then we get all the advices that we could possibly use in the future. But what advice would you like to give to someone who has interest in furthering their studies or pursuing their studies, but first, like, they are too old for that?
It's never too late. Sometimes another thing that was said, Kip Rakip, which I love, he says, don't work for awards, reward yourself. Don't expect anything out of it. If you want to do it, reward yourself. Reward yourself. And go do what you want. And say to yourself, I've got my LLB. I've got my diploma. Even though I won't be there. Something that no one will take from you. You have fulfilled yourself. You have fulfilled that little siloka mohari who's been wanting to study law or journalism or whatever. Do it. Do it. And then the rest will follow. You know, the rest will follow. So, some few years ago, there was an old man who studied law, whom they said they giving him, I think, 2 years to practice, and then he's going to pension. But he got that chance, and he wanted to do that. But at the end of the day, if he dies, he will die a happy man because he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
So I don't think you are too old. You might be needed with that, with your experience and that qualification. You might be needed somewhere. It might work somewhere because sometimes you have that knowledge and everything. But how the system works, Baobutsaro, what do you have so that we can trust you? What do you have? And say, Isan, I just have this experience, but sorry.
That's what I see.
Now, as we wrap up, what else do you have lined up for this year or next year? Any new series on the cards?
There is something that I shot concurrently with How to Rune Love, the proposal. I also shot it with Bent Onion. I don't know when it will be released. Let me see. I'm doing a lot of my home affairs. We're trying to come up with something that I cannot reveal with Amachenzo Ami. some of them were in the same class with me in TUT.
Okay. Yeah.
So I opened a group and I said to them, guys, we cannot sit and wait for jobs to come to us. Let's do something.
Yeah.
And then already we are on the first phase. The first phase, actually we are going to the second phase now.
Mm.
The first phase is done. The boy has outdone himself by writing the script. So I have somebody and myself, we're trying to work on something with the boys. Yes.
Brasilo, thank you so much for making time for us at Alumni Talk. We will continue engaging with you. We want to know exactly what you're working on. As soon as you feel like it's ready, please share with us.
If
it's a casting somewhere or it's a performance somewhere you want us to come through, we'll come through and support that. We are ready for such greatness. And thank you for honoring us with your presence as well on Alumni Talk.
Thank you very much.
And from us, it's a wrap. Malisele.
Good night.